To RFM. Yeah, that's right. I'm finally back. Where to start? Well, that was my homemade theme song, so that way, just in case, I don't get busted for copyright infringement. Which, if I did, I'd be screwed. Now, on to the news. Weirdo Martin Turner, 39, of Blackpool, England, pleaded guilty to 4 counts of harassment in May, specifically pestering several workmen by telephone over a 3-year period to please come by and stand on his face, his fingers, and his balls while wearing their heavy boots. His lawyer said it had something to do with domination. Well, little needs to be said other than maybe we should put him on the front line so if he's caught and tortured, he would like it. Yeah, that was bad. Jeremy Pope, 26, was arrested in Madison, Wisconsin. Wow, you never hear something happen in Wisconsin. In an alleged second episode at a Target store, the first was in December at Shopko, in which he urinated on women's underwear on the shelves, police said. Pope was quick to confess, yeah, I got a problem. Okay. Well, apparently, fetishes are getting sicker and sicker. Soon, everyone will have their own independent fetish where you must dress up like a Smurf holding a tree over your head and dingle-dangling from a pipe. Yeah. Let's see. Apparently nothing happens in Thousand Oaks, California, where 8th grader Michael Avery told the hometown newspaper The Acorn that he was undecided in which area high school he would attend next fall. This was a matter of interest in that Avery, 15, is a basketball prodigy, and though undecided on high school, he knows exactly where he will go to college because he just accepted a full scholarship at the University of Kentucky, beginning in 2012, supposedly the time where we're all going to die, so he's going to die stupid. The following week, Kentucky offered another one to 9th grader Jeremiah Davis III to enroll in 2011. My nose. Right. Apparently, Wayne is a very classic middle name. As in, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6. Cody Wayne Moore Rockford, I'm guessing the 3rd, is arrested recently and awaiting trial for murder. Larry Wayne Rubin, Decatur, Georgia. I hope that's Georgia. Sweet Joe. Oh, Daryl Wayne Buchanan, Burke County, North Carolina. Pleaded guilty to murder. Christopher Wayne Hudson, Melbourne, Australia. Fred Wayne Duty, 2nd, Martinsburg, West Virginia. Let's see. Brandon Wayne Robertson of Cass County committed suicide while suspect in the murder of a state trooper. And that's about it. Let's look at some of the crazy crap on ATS. Well, according to Danger Girl, we are not built to eat meat. Now, I don't know about you, but I enjoy meat as much as the next person. And we've been killing animals for hundreds of thousands of years, and so far they haven't complained. Now, until they learn to talk and complain, and make their own political party, I say we eat them. We eat them happily, like the carnivorous Americans that we are. Amen to that. Let's see. Da 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 da. Well, I don't know about you, but even though I'm not old enough to vote, I'm juggling between Obama and McCain, because those are the only choices I have. Now, Obama, personally, I don't much like the man. I mean, he's a great speaker and all, but it doesn't sound like he's saying much. McCain, on the other hand, is a war veteran with many years of experience in Senate, whereas Obama has only had one. Also, McCain was a POW at Hanoi Hilton. Now, the only worry I have about him is that we will be basically bringing up the world's oldest psycho into office. Now, 12 years, having every bone in your body broken. I'm pretty sure I'd hold a grudge against the Vietnamese. So, I'm not sure I'd vote for him either. Then again, I don't want Obama, because personally, I don't give a crap. He's a great guy, don't get me wrong, I just don't give a crap. Of course, we could always just not vote. Start a revolution, people. You know, show some backbone. Because let's face it, the government is starting to control our lives, mainly with the IRS, along with many others, CIA, FBI, Defense Agency, you know, all that. Now, let's look at some of the crazy crap on ATS. The 2012 Armageddon. Let's see. Just because the Mayan calendar ends does not mean that we will, all die. It pretty much means that the Mayans did not want to build an infinite calendar in which everything was screwed up. Come on, let's look at it this way. They built, like, what, 2,000-year-old calendar? And it's not like they would build it forever. Also, the Bible codes. Can't stand that, because I saw how they did it in the History Channel. They're saying, oh, well, if we take words from this one page, which contains every word in the alphabet twice, and we put them in a certain order, they say things. Must be magic. That is like saying, it was sunny yesterday. Hard to explain. That is like saying, it was sunny yesterday, so I am now a wizard, you must now bow before me. Personally, after that one little episode where the Bible code said there would be something in the sky, and nobody saw it. I really don't give a crap anymore. Personally, that's like me taking the phrase, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy brown dog or something. And that's like me taking that, disassembling it into one sentence that says, I'm good. That doesn't mean that it can think. It just means that you can put crap together. It's like building a Lego thing with words. People need to think. Also, open your mind, because we're starting to get infected with activists. Whether it be the abortionists, Holocaust people, anti-abortionists, or the vegans, we are going to get feminazis soon. And once we get that, the phrase, it's because I'm a woman, isn't it, will be used more than Britney Spears at a block party. Oh yeah, I went there. Oy. Let's see. What else could there possibly be on this extremely crazy site? UFO, Southeast England, 16:06:08:12 p.m. Not interesting. Da 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 da. You know what I don't get? Why does everybody hate somebody on this place? Like, most people hate the Masons. The Masons haven't done crap. Most people hate the Christians. The Christians, well, they've done a lot of crap in history, but we're pretty good right now. Except for the Jehovah's Witnesses, whom I personally want to kill. Like, I'm a Christian. Well, I'm a Catholic, so I don't go to church much. But I do things that I feel are right. I don't go to church that much because personally I have my doubts in God as well. It doesn't mean that all Christians are bow down before God and praise Jesus type people. I mean, sure, there are a lot of evangelists out there. However, not all of us tend to give a crap. We will do what we want, even if, I mean, come on, we've all broken the Ten Commandments. We've all done things. Had false testament against your neighbor, killed a bug. And let's face it, I have never gone to a confession. Probably because if I did, the priest would tear his head out and shoot me in the face. So, yeah. Also, creationism. Now, here's something I do not like because a lot of people are narrow-minded about it. Nobody seems to think that maybe if evolution is real. No, they think that a man, a bit like a genie, except with more than three wishes, who they can pray to, said, let there be light, flicked on a light switch, there's the sun, then said, let there be people, and flooded the world with idiots, which a lot of people are. Now, there are some of us who are special. By special, I don't mean, I mean special like Stephen Hawking, but without the wheelchair and the creepy voice. That isn't really his. Now, personally, I think, I'm not even sure that God is real. I mean, sure, there's no proof of his existence, but at the same time, there's no proof that there's not proof of his existence. That he's not real. And that he is real. Yeah. Shut up. So, most people believe in the less controversial belief that God planted the seed and we grew up on our own. Or God helped us along. However, I personally believe that a lot of the stuff in the Bible may have been exaggerated. Because, let's face it, we are taking the opinion, or the fact at points, of one book. And I've seen Braveheart, and I know this is a stupid idea to compare Braveheart to Jesus, but they said that William Wallace was 10 feet tall, shot lasers from his eyes, and could kill a man just by looking at him. A bit like Chuck Norris, who we all know can do those things. And oops, this is a little off topic, but I have realized that Chuck Norris recently invented the theory of chuckativity, basically stating that E equals CN. Everything equals Chuck Norris. Have you ever gotten a perfect score on the SATs? Why, you may ask? You have not. Mainly because you did not answer some of the hardest questions with two words, Chuck Norris. Tell me, what are all the metaphysics? Chuck Norris. What are all the types of theories? Chuck Norris. The theory of chuckativity. If a train is rolling at 55 miles an hour and on a non-stop course to Oklahoma and they started in Florida, how fast or how long did it take them? Chuck Norris. And if anybody says otherwise, you can call up Chuck Norris and he will kill them with a roundhouse kick to the skull. Now, also, American people, why don't we do what we say instead of, and the British should follow our example, that we should be leading. We should fight our government. We should not fear the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, Air Force, Navy, National Guard, whatever. We should not fear them. They should fear us. And Britain, with all your gun control laws about how any speed kills or any cap gun can kill someone, how even BB guns can kill people. And only if you, like, shoot them with a BB gun with a thumbtack in it, but I don't know. Some people are stupid. Politicians, what can I say? So, let's just think about this for a second. Who do we fear? The IRS, because they can make our life a living hell. Who else do we fear? The CIA, because if you do crap, they will find you, and they will do crap to you that will make you wish you were never born. Also, politicians have been bringing up political correctness, which is pretty much buried the First Amendment and the greatest part of being free in my country, of America. Freedom of speech. Now, I believe that you should never, ever apologize for what you say. Ever. Unless you really didn't know what you were talking about. But if you literally said, I don't know, if you didn't say African American, you said black. Oh no, he's racist. No. Racism has been blown entirely out of proportion. Where suddenly all white people are racist, all black people are hated against, and all Asians are smart. They really didn't have to do anything with that, but, you know. So, people have to open their mind. Not be idiots, like most of them are. Now, I'm not calling some of the above top secret people idiots. I'm just calling, well, yeah, I kind of am. But let's look at it this way. The reptilian conspiracy. Now, we all know how that ended. Thank God it did. However, people have to come up with proof. Now, when I joined ATS, it was full of proof. And if you said something stupid, you were a moron. Now, if we could go back to that era, I would be happy. I could die a happy 15-year-old child. Teenager, guy, whatever. However, I cannot stand by and watch as people destroy themselves, mainly because they believe that John McCain or Springer or Simon Gray, are reptilians. Because let's face it, there is no proof other than, I don't know, 4 pixel, where it's just like 4 little squares on a YouTube screen, and they see little tiny, tiny yellow dots on their eyes, which can easily be shopped. I mean, let's look at it this way. Until you get a high resolution, video, I will not believe a single word of crap that comes from your mouth. Instead, I will think about bashing your head in with a hammer or bashing my head against the wall continuously until I die. Now, that is over. Oy, what else can there possibly be? Da 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 do 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 do. Boom, bang. Shadow people. This is something I'm more than experienced in. However, some people need to realize that there's a symptom called hypnagogia. Anyway, hypnagogia is a state of out-of-body experience, I guess you could call it. Well, before that, which can cause lucid dreaming, OBEs, and ghost experiences, or hallucinations, really. Now, I realized that some of my experiences were hypnagogic. Some weren't because I was wide awake. However, let us not forget that it will also cause paranoia, which will also create a lot of hallucinations and can screw you up really freaking bad. Anybody who has this needs to realize that some crap may just be your eyes. For instance, I'm thinking that it was just my eyes, but last morning on, let's have a look, June 15th, I watched a piece of, like, there's a big boulder, and a piece of it vanished before my eyes. Like, where light was, it was just dark and a hole. And I put my hand in the hole, it was solid. So I've come up with two conclusions. Oh, three. One, I'm crazy. Two, I'm just seeing things. Or three, there may be a possible syndrome or phenomena where things from our world can be thrown through time and space into another dimension. Now, the theory of dimensions cannot really be proven. However, let's look at it this way. There are 11 dimensions, each together, and I guess they could vibrate, which would allow things to come from their world to ours in a ghost-like form, so they don't come entirely all the way through here. Now, let's say that every now and then, these flat, square-like dimensions, I guess we could say they are, bump into each other. Just ever so slightly, nothing big, which could cause universal collapsing, but just small things. And it could cause things to just simply vanish from time and space as we know it. Now, that's all I could come up with on that crazy idea. I know it's stupid, extremely, but hey, anything's possible in this universe. Well, I'd have to say that that's about it. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to Art FM, and I'll see you next time.